Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
So as we get started on this Easter Sunday morning, happy holidays to one and all. It's happy Easter, happy Passover weekend to all of our Jewish friends, happy Palm Sunday to our Eastern Orthodox, my Greek peeps, and many others who the Eastern Orthodox faith, a very, very important Sunday for many. 20, I have a gift for you.
You do?
Yeah. Not going to tell you what it is right now, though.
Well, I have a gift for you.
Okay. Well, let's change gifts in a little while. Not going to give it to you right now, though, because my pal, Patrick Elwood from WGN-TV, is on the phone line with us. Pat's still in San Antonio, I believe, right?
Good morning, Dean. I am in San Antonio. It's been a beautiful stretch of weather here. 72 and sunny, and while I'm greatly disappointed like so many others, Loyola lost, so happy to have been down here and been so close. This one just has been just a beautiful storyline in so many regards, as you guys have been talking about.
I just want to offer congratulations to you, because you have done an amazing job covering the Loyola Ramblers during this run for WGN-TV. Now, I know that you've covered Cubs championships and Bears championships and Bulls championships. You cover them all. How does this compare with some of the others that we've had in Chicago from the reporter's perspective?
It ranks right up there, if not number one in and of itself. The intangibles that we have been talking about. Here's a team that just came out of nowhere. A basketball program that has been, I want to say in the dumps, but I mean, you would go to home games in the last several years and there'd be hundreds, not thousands of people there, hundreds. You had a coach who was fired from Illinois State 10 years ago. And the people who were really close to the program attended the games, and you had your loyalists as well. But and then March came along, and one buzzer beater after another. They win the Missouri Valley Conference, one buzzer beater after another. Here's a team did not have one player on this starting lineup that is in ESPN's 2018 mock draft. And I think that is so emblematic of what Chicago is all about. This is a lunch pail group. Put your head down. Go to work, don't look for any credit or any glory, and get the job done.
Right.
And then along the way, they got the best sixth woman in the game in Sister Jean.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right, right. What was your sense from fans that you talked to? And you talked to hundreds and hundreds over the last couple of weeks. You know, did you get that overwhelming sense of pride and much of which you have just described from them, or are they just enjoying, you know, we're number one kind of attitude?
I kept hearing the word surreal over and over again. Part of the magical formula to what this was all about is that nobody expected, except probably, you know, the coach and these guys who believed in themselves. I think it was Ben Richardson who said, hey, we believe we were going to win the national championship. You know, most of us who are watching from the sidelines started to pay attention, and we really liked what we saw, and it was unexpected, and I think that was part of what made this so special. If you go to Kansas, you go to Villanova, you go to Michigan, the Blue Bloods, there's an expectation that you should be fighting for the national championship every year. In Chicago, that has been absent since the late 1970s and early 80s under Ray Meyer and DePaul. There's no reason why we shouldn't be there every year. And I think what this Loyola team has done is kind of rekindled all of that. Now, keep the guys at home. Or if you're playing in another state, come to Chicago. The little engine that could. Little modest university on the lakeshore up north. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah. What were your encounters like with Sister Jean? I mean, I loved it. It was inspiring. It was so sweet. And then I thought to myself, this has to be so exhausting for her, because she became the darling of this entire run for the Loyola.
I have to tell you that she's the clarity of thought, and so nice at 98. And I mean, her energy and whatnot. I sat back and I would watch her, and there's nothing fake about this lady. It's all from the heart. It's so genuine. And she represents, as you said before, dignity and grace. And those are winning characteristics. You know, in these days of just visceral politics and the crime and punishment news that we have to endure and reports, our responsibility, you know, this lady comes along and she's just so nice. You know, such a lovely person. And, you know, so many people towards the end were just like trying to get her time, right? Okay, she became, in essence, the storyline A and storyline B. She became, even the players said it, you know, she's getting more attention than us. So at some point, she stole the spotlight a little bit, but she was just so gracious, and people would be coming up to her, clamoring for her time, and she would just smile and talk and say hi and all of that, and I just thought, wow, how great is that? And the story, we're on a mission from God, and whatever you think about that, it was sweet. Very sweet.
Yeah, really, really sweet, very exciting, very inspirational. And I got to say, nobody draws a crazy response out of fans like a Patrick Elwood.
You know,
I was laughing. I was watching the news, watching you, you know, getting the fans to go nuts with you and, you know, give you fun responses. It was really entertaining to watch through the week.
You know, I'm sure you're with me on this. We have great jobs. We have such a wonderful deal. We can get into people's lives and share their great moments and share their sad times as well. And, you know, I like to speak from the heart because at the end of the day, we're just regular folks, right? We have to like to relate. And that's what I bring to the table. As I said, you can, if I can get somebody to just be themselves, and I'm a knucklehead at heart as well, I really enjoy bringing that out of people.
Yeah, job well done. Are you headed back today, Pat?
I'm in the airport right now. So, I mean, the sidebar is that I get to spend some time with the family today. And I didn't screw it up this time. I got gifts for the wife and the kids, not in the airport. Actually got it out and about in town.
Nice.
I scored one for the home team.
Nice.
It's a delight to be with you, Dean. I think the world of you. In the absence of James Brown, you are the hardest working man in show business.
Well, I think we all step up when we need to step up, and you are definitely one of those. Proud to be a friend of yours. By the way, I don't know if a lot of people know this. Patrick Elwood is the only coworker that I have ever worked with in my entire career whose head I've shaved.
This is true.
Yeah.
It's the St. Baldrick's organization.
Yeah.
And they do great things there. Thank you for that plug. It's like what the Beatles sing, in the end, the love that you make is equal to the love you take and vice versa. So step up when you have to, I guess, right?
And you definitely have. Patrick Elwood, we'll see him on WGN TV. Safe flight home, Pat. We'll see you in the office soon.
Dean. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Happy holidays, everybody. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, buddy. A quick break.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
What a pleasure to welcome back to the Sunday Morning Show the actual former producer of this show, who has now moved on to fame and fortune, not only on the Rokan show, but is the number one favorite person on all of the dating apps. I hear it on all the commercials now that you put yourself out there for everybody on any dating thing now. Kevin Powell, who had to break away from that for a few days to cover the Loyola Ramblers. Kev, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Dean. I appreciate it. Oh. Yes, I'll put my face on any dating app.
Yes, apparently. And also, now we have to add to his resume, best friend of Sister Jean.
Yeah. She was the rock star of the tournament, really, and of the Final Four. And, you know, I was like, you know what? She and I had a little conversation. I'm like, let's take a selfie. We took a selfie, and she was laughing, and she was. Could have been nicer. So just an incredible run by Loyola. Obviously didn't end the way everybody had hoped, but Final Four for the Ramblers, that's impressive. Nobody saw this coming this year.
Absolutely. What were some of your biggest impressions in covering this team? And I mean, not only the athleticism, not only the basketball, but yeah. I mean, to me, just such an uplifting, positive experience watching these young men and the coaches, and you know, the whole experience just made me feel great. You were right there with them, so I'm wondering how you felt about all that.
Yeah, well, going on this trip was the first time I had kind of been around them and up close and talking with them, and I had heard and read about how close-knit of a group they are and how good of a bunch of guys they are. They're just genuine good guys. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, that's great. And then as I had a chance to talk to them and be around them, I couldn't agree more. Just really good guys. It's like a brotherhood with all of them. Probably what will stick with me most is it was standing off the court as the final buzzer sounded, and Ben Richardson and Clayton Custer, two guys that have played basketball together since they were 7 or 8 years old.
Wow.
They grew up in Kansas together. They won state championships in high school. Then they led Loyola to a Final Four, and Ben Richardson is graduating, so it's likely the last time those two will play together ever after basically playing their entire life together side by side. And Richardson was in tears, and Custer had his arm around him as they walked off the court and into the locker room.
Yeah, I saw that too. It was, you know, for all of the good feelings that we had, you know, we didn't get the result that we wanted, but seeing these two friends since third grade, you know, going off literally arm in arm like that and supporting each other like that was really beautiful. So we look ahead now to the future. How much of this team will still be there for next year? Does this speak well for Loyola maybe getting this far in next year's NCAA competition?
Well, Clayton Custer, who's sort of the leader of the team, he's the point guard. He's got one more year of eligibility, so he'll be back. And he even said, the expectations are raised now at Loyola, and they completely anticipate and expect to be right back in the thick of things in the tournament. He'll be back. Cam Krutwig, who was a freshman, he was the big man, the 6'9 center that they go to. So those are kind of two key players that'll be back for next year. The key guys they're going to be losing to graduation, Dante Ingram, he was the one who hit that buzzer beater in the first game against Miami. And then Ben Richardson, who we just talked about, he's the one who's close friends with Custer. So you lose a couple of those guys, but for the most part, you've got about 60% of the roster and most of the key players coming back. So, yeah, I think absolutely it's realistic to think they'll be back in the tournament and hopefully can make some noise again.
All right. Well, you did a fantastic job in hearing your reports throughout the week. Job well done. Get some rest.
Thank you, Dave.
You know, those the dating apps are not going to work themselves. You got to get back on there and get things going. You've been out of town for a while.
That's right. We'll kick things back into gear tomorrow morning. And is today your birthday or was it yesterday?
It was actually
happy birthday or happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, it was yesterday. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's nice to talk to you. I haven't seen you in a long time, so it's good to hear your voice. And we'll hear you on the Rokan Show.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having me, Dina. I hope to see you soon.
Always a pleasure. There's Kevin Powell.